Good morning, this is Mark Goh with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 12th, report day. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, March corn up 2.5 at 658.5, March wheat down a penny at 739, and March beans up 11.25 cents at 1504.25. March meal made a new contract high overnight. Obviously, we've got the reports at 11 o'clock. In the meantime, Brazil came out and lowered their corn and soybean estimates, not drastically. Beans down 800,000 metric tons, corn down 700,000. Argentinian beans took a huge drop from 49 million metric tons down to 37, corn from 55 down to 45, not unexpected considering the heat they've had out there. But total crops are still pretty strong when you combine all the South American crops. It's still a pretty big crop out there because of Brazil. And I think Brazil is going to go higher over the time. The exports this morning were terrible on the wheat, 92,000 metric tons. Corn, terrible, 277. And beans, a little bit light at 783. CPI came in down 0.1%, which was what they were looking for. The Dow Jones has been 200 higher to 300 lower. They had a 500-point range. Right after the report was announced, it broke hard, rallied back hard, broke again. So it's been all over the board out here. Crude oil is up another $1.35 a barrel. That put the bean oil up 62. March meal, as I mentioned, made a new contract high overnight. Silver and gold are strong at the moment. Silver is up 54 cents. Gold's up $12. These are the highest prices we've seen in the gold since May or June of last year. So, it's a mixed bag out here. The dollar's down 40 ticks, lowest prices we've seen in quite some time out here since, I think, June. We're on a 12-cent break off the highs. So, you know, that's a pretty impressive break out here. I still don't think it's enough to stimulate a whole lot of export business out here. But we didn't see any exports today. We look at the export sales that were announced on the weekly numbers. You know, just terrible numbers. So maybe it'll improve. But a lot of people are thinking corn's going to get better with Brazil seemingly a little bit low on corn exports. So maybe the U.S. will pick up some of that business. But, you know, every day that goes by now, we're getting more and more into the Brazilian soybean harvest. And I think that's ultimately going to put some pressure on beans. If there's a knee-jerk reaction higher today in the beans, I think the pros might be buying the rumor and selling the fact. But Argentina weather, they've had a few showers, but it's still hot. They change the forecast literally every 12 hours. Very hard to get a handle on it. But overall, they've obviously had some severe problems there. But I think it's more than being offset by what's happening in Brazil. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-884-3343. TT Hedge. Oh, by the way, I will be off tomorrow and all of next week on holiday, but the reports will be provided by Danny O'Brien in our office. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.